In this Gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Thessalonians who are worried about believers who have died. And Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant, brothers. No, no. You don't have to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. And he goes on to explain the hope that every believer has. Christ is coming again. He will raise the dead. The believer will be changed to be like Christ and with Christ forever and ever and enjoy everlasting bliss. But it's this point, the rest of men who have no hope. They're without God and without hope in the world, as Paul says to the Ephesians. This is the point I want to fix in your mind and in your heart. If you're an unbeliever, you belong to the rest of mankind, the rest of men, those who have no hope. What an awful thing. What an awful place to be. Now, hope in the Bible means confident expectation, not cross your fingers and hope for the best. No, no, no. Believers have this strong, confident assurance that Christ is coming and everlasting bliss is theirs. Now, my unbelieving friend, and I call you a friend, I want to help you if I can. I'm not patronizing, but I really want to speak to your prophet. You don't have to live without hope. Above all, you don't have to die without hope. I said above all, but above everything else, you don't have to face Christ and eternity without hope. But you must sort it out in this life. I would say, with the Bible, now. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Become a true believer. Rest in him, his blood and righteousness, and be saved from your sins. And then you too will have this confident expectation. You won't be like the rest of men who have no hope. You can be religious. You can be Islamic. You can be a philosopher. You can be this. You can be that. You can be decent and honorable and all the rest of it. But you still will live and die without hope unless you are trusting in Christ. So, out of love and affection for you, I say it. I urge you now, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't perish. Don't be like the rest of men who have no hope. Come to Christ, and you will have everlasting hope, everlasting assurance, and confident expectation that all is well and all will be well forever and ever. Oh, may God enable you, move you, stir you, challenge you by what I'm saying, and bring you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ now.